are the voyagers of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Thank you. here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, you're listening to Shaziz Mad Science. I want to welcome everybody here today and thank you all for joining in. And yesterday I had a bit of a revelation, so to speak. I've been thinking about and doing experiments in plasma technology and Tesla technology and studying up on all different types of things like coronal motors and atmospheric motors and just about everything under the sun involving free energy, alternative energy, or zero point energy, whatever. And I was out there shopping with my wife in the grocery store, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. This device just started building itself in my head. So immediately I started explaining this to my wife, exactly how I got it. I told her, I says, I got it. And she said, got what? And I started explaining to her in graphic detail how this particular device would function. Of course, you know, my wife, she's not really a science lady. She does a hope show here on Shaziz Radio. But anyway, I had her like a deer in headlights for probably about a half an hour while I explained in graphic detail of how this device would actually function. And so I'm hoping that I can explain it to enough on this radio show with all the other mad science guys here, and we can all troubleshoot this idea together. I believe that this is something that is within our realm, that at the very least we could build a scaled down version to prove or disprove the theory or idea or whatever. But I'm fully confident after things that I've seen and witnessed of other researchers. You know, Ryan Abrams out there at Abrams Lab, he does some pretty amazing stuff. He did a really good video yesterday. He had lightning bolts coming out of his finger. But you need to run over there and check out his YouTube channel. Anyway, there's a few other individuals out there, some even small, really small channels with only maybe 50 to 100 subscribers on YouTube, that are doing some really amazing research. So anytime, if you're on my Google Plus or on my YouTube and you check out the videos that I liked on there or commented on, there's usually something, you know, sometimes political that I comment on too in world events. But either way, science related, check out the science related thumbs ups that I do, because there's something in that video that I felt was worthy enough of, you know, looking into as far as building and creating alternative energy devices.